Morris Mizalowski joins us, our business futurist. Morris, good afternoon.
Hey, Dennis. Hello, listeners.
Well, today we're talking about business opportunities online.
We are. I thought we'd have a look at the internet and married in with that social networking that we've been talking about over the last few weeks.
So,
firstly, there was a big birthday last week. The internet. It was 20 years old.
Was it?
Last Thursday.
20 years old.
Yes.
I was looking for a cake.
Well, exactly. Where were you?
So what is out there for... we're celebrating here, thanks to Momentum Energy, small business success.
And that's a wonderful thing. I look forward to hearing some of the winners over the months.
250 words or less, and you need to just email them off to smallbusinesssuccess@3rw.com.au.
And we should never overlook the power of small business. They truly are the engine room of Australia's economy.
490,000. Joe Halpertolli in Victoria.
And really, I've been saying this for years and years, if we are going to get ourselves out of our current crisis or any crisis at all, it's always small business that does it. Small business may only put on one or two or three people or take a risk, but that's where it is. That's where the employment's coming from. That's where the future growth of Australia is going to be.
Well, if one or two go onto all of those businesses,
absolutely,
that's a huge impact on the unemployment rate. So for business people, online business opportunities, what sort of things?
Well, many of us are used to going online to eBay and those places to buy products. So we know we can find a deal online for those. But you can also find a deal online for services, and many businesses aren't aware of that. One of them, for instance, is called NameThis.com. NameThis.com.
And what do they do?
It's one of these little quirky services where if you're trying to name a business or you're trying to name a product or name anything at all, it's often very frustrating to come up with that catchy name.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than you sitting there and pulling out your hair, you put it onto this site. You give them a brief about what it is that you want to do, you know, tell them about the event or the company or whatever it is you try and give it a name, give it a little brief, so, you know, 250 words or so, put it up there, and for $99, you get the online community around the world posing that question to themselves and answering it. So you might get hundreds of different responses about what name suits that particular event or company or whatever.
I know you're going to call me a dinosaur here.
Yells.
But who's got the time to be helping other people name their business?
Lots and lots of people around the world. You'd be surprised. It's a good way also to make some money. So what happens is with $99, it's a prize that's shared. So for a lot of people, it's a way to make some extra money online. For a lot of people...
Also helping name it.
Helping name it. If you're one of the winners, if you're one of the three winners, you get the money, that $99 split by three.
Okay.
So lots of people are using it as an opportunity to make some money. Lots of people are using it as an opportunity to spread their name. For instance, you know, I get involved in this area, so I want people to know that I can do it, so it's a way to promote themselves. So you'd be surprised how many people are online doing it.
So the $99, the person who wants their business named spends the $99?
$99, puts it up as the fee for it, and what happens is over a week period, which is how long it runs for, you'll get all sorts of names and suggestions. You'll also get the community making comments about those names and suggestions, so other people will tell you what they think is good and bad about that name.
I was told once that with naming of businesses, things like an item of fruit, like apple.com, like Origin.
We said
like I'm not orange telephones when they're around.
We certainly went through the phase where we were doing fruit sellers. So fruit sellers have been and gone. We went through colours as well. So it's a matter now of trying to find a name. It is becoming increasingly difficult because now we want a name that we can get a URL for. So we want something we can get a website for. And those are really becoming thin on the ground. So trying to come up with those catchy names. And you'll notice a lot of the new names are, in fact, words that we've never heard of. Like the old day where Kodak was made up. So people are really beginning to make up words because that's the only way you can get a URL.
I wonder what the origin of Kodak is.
Kodak was simply a made-up word. It was a word that they threw around. It came out of somebody's mind. It had no purpose. It has no derivation at all, apparently. Just a couple of letters they strung together.
All right. NameThis.com, if you want to get involved with that one. What else is around?
Now, on a similar vein, there's something called 99designs, number 9designs.com. What that one does is it allows you to put up not only a name, but if you want something designed, like a website or a logo or a brochure or anything else of a graphic nature, you put up there, again, a brief about what it is you're looking for, what the event is, what your company is, what the website needs to look like, and you get a ton of people over that week's period coming up with these fabulous designs. Now, 99design works on a bidding system. So you put up the price, you put up the project, you put up how much you're willing to pay for it, and then people will either choose to respond or not. Again, you get the whole community looking at those designs and giving their 2 cents worth. I like it, I don't like it, change the color, change the font. And at the end of the day, the community votes votes or helps to vote on which one they think works really, really well.
All right, now we've got two books to give away to callers in this segment today with Maurice Mazalaski, Secrets of Small Business Owners Exposed, and you can go into the draw for a one-day workshop in social media valued at just under $500. Con, good afternoon.
Hello, Con.
Hello, Con.
Hello, yes.
You've got an insight into where Kodak came from.
Yasu, Con.
Yasu. I was in a trip in New York, Rochester, New York, which is a town in New York State, and I went to a museum there, and apparently it was named after a Sir Robert, I believe, was not that Kodak, and the actual Kodak factory is in Rochester, New York.
So it's a Roger Kodak.
A Roger or a Robert, apparently it's his first name, but it was a Sir something, and it's actual, if you probably Google it, it'll tell you, but I don't think the town was Rochester, New York, and there's a museum there about it.
How was New York, Con?
New York was nice, and I went back there now, but I haven't been since the 9/11, but I've heard from people that go, it's very nice.
I'd love to go there. Thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate that. And just hang on, we've got the Secrets of Small Business Owners Exposed book, which includes some sections by Maurice Mazalaski. And also, you're going into the draw for a one-day workshop in social media valued at just under $500. Jenny, good afternoon.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, look, I understood that a while ago I heard a thing on the radio that said that certain fonts have certain emotional responses in people, and that certain ones would elicit people to actually remember. And there was a study that someone did that they found that if it was put into a certain script, then they would remember it. But it was put into, say, Arial, as opposed to, say, I think it was something like sans serif or something, that they remember the sans serif.
You're talking text, about...
But they didn't remember the Arial ones, even though it had the same... You know what I mean?
I do. Now, you're talking about the difference between serif and sans-serif fonts, and I'm going to get this wrong, I'm sure, so somebody can ring in and correct me. But I think sans-serif means with foot, serif means without foot. It's kind of like cursive writing. Simply at the bottom of the characters, you have that little loop that goes on to the next character.
Yeah.
Now, the thought process is that if you have the character with a little loop, people are more used to seeing that.
So the same words will be easily more easily
remembered by the mind.
Isn't that incredible?
Yes. And if I've got that wrong, which I may well, there's somebody ring in and correct it.
Yeah, Jenny, we've got the book for you, and you're in the draw for that social media workshop valued at around $500. So hang on the line there. John, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. The best business name that I've come across was a motel at Nil. You know where Nil is?
I certainly do.
Yeah, Zero In. The business was called Zero In Nil.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. And the motto was nothing equals zero in Nil. And that's all done with naught, nothing. Equal sign, and then the bullseye, a zero in nil. And that's on all their biros, mean use a whole lot.
Whoever came up with that should definitely go on name this and name some others.
Isn't that clever, John?
Yes, anyway.
Have you stayed there?
Oh, yeah, I owned it.
Oh, you owned it?
Yeah, I built it in 1978.
Did you name it?
Yeah, I did.
So it's all
it was in the Wimmera Mail Times. It's been everywhere, the actual name. But
well done, Dad.
It's showing off, but it was a good one.
And what are you doing now?
I retired. I'm Secretary of the Victorian Over 60s Cricket Association.
Yeah, well, that's...
That's getting me busy.
Yeah, I bet it is. And how many members have you got?
We've got about 180 in Melbourne. We've got a 16 comp down here with over 60, Bayside, Essendon, Ringwood, Whitehorse, Casey. They've all got their teams. And
any
it's
big,
a recreation.
Any quicks amongst the bowlers?
No, they're all the quicks have now become slow mediums. and all the mediums have now become would-be spinners.
All right. Lovely to hear from you. The zero in at nil. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, John.
Leanne.
Hi. I just thought I'd let you know, I'm pretty sure sans serif means no feet. San meaning no. So serif face have feet, and sans serif have no feet.
I knew I'd get it the wrong way around.
I had a 50-50 chance of it, I'm afraid.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Fair enough.
Leanne, thank you very much for calling. More of your calls after the break on 9. This is Afternoons with Dennis Walter. And a couple more calls for Maurice ahead of Stuart Gregor and Wines from New South Wales. Hi, Darren.
Hey, Darren.
Hi. Not bad. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Just thinking about the serif issue. Yeah, serifs have got the little nicks on the edge of the characters. And sans serif are just straight up and down, straight line.
This is always the debate. every time I've had it.
And the reason being, like most novels are done in serif typeface, so the readability flows on to the next character and the next word, and it's just a lot easier to read.
Thank you very much, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
Hello, Helen.
Hi, Dennis. Hi, Maura.
Hey, Helen.
Now, I'm a girl from Nil, and I'd like to just compliment John on his talk of the zero in. I know it very well. But I would also like to add that we have a Nil paper called About Town, and that covers the Nil and Caniva News.
Excellent. Very clever.
It's a very, very lovely one, and Leslie started that up, Leslie Gordon, and it's about town.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Helen. We appreciate that at 8 to 3. Give us one more, Maurice, before we wind up for this week.
So another one is called Elance, ELANCE.com. Elance.com's been around for quite a while. It's a good way to find services like copywriters, like graphic designers, like web designers, really anybody that offers a service around the world. Works in the same way. You need to join it. It's free. Put up a little brief about what you're looking for, and you will get people that will put bids in. So they'll tell you what they're capable of doing, how much they want for it, and then you'll choose the person that you want to work with, and then have a relationship with them. And you get to work with people all around the world who have great talents. Costs are very minimal if you want it to be. But the beauty of it also is in reverse engineering, meaning that for Australians with our dollar at the moment, we can pick up some work overseas really well, because we can quite a good price for what we would get paid here. It's still relatively cheap in Europe or in America.
All right. Now, those three sites are namethis.com, mm-hmm. 99 as in the number, 99designs.com, and Elance, that's E-L-A-N-C-E, .com. And Maurice, your eye on the future, .com.au.
No, .com.
Oh, .com. Maurice, your eye on the future, .com.